Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's your teeth situation like?
Huh?
Is that not a normal question?
Welcome back to the Random Theory Podcast. I'm Grace.
And I'm Josh.
And together we talk about curious things happening in the world.
It's getting better every time.
It is.
Better every time.
Better every time. I don't know when it's going to be perfect, but every time it's getting a little better.
Listen, it'll never be perfect, but that's okay because neither are we.
Right. So. Facts. Straight facts. Josh out here spitting the truth.
You know, I like to just say it how it is sometimes.
I appreciate it. How's Utah?
You know, Utah is okay. It's been, the weather has been pretty good lately.
I'm jealous.
You know, I love that because it was so hot. It was like 90, 100 degree, like just ridiculous hot. And I hate that. That's not me.
Yeah.
But it's been good lately. It was like kind of rainy and now it's like high 80s at the most.
Oh, dang.
Like we're getting into that fall where it's like in the morning, it's like upper 50s.
I'm so ready for that. Oh, I'm ready for that. It's still blistering here in New York.
Gross.
Yeah, really I'm gross. Very jealous that you're experiencing that actually. Oh.
Except I will say, like I'm glad that it's changing. I like the different temperature, like it's nice. But I do hate the fact, like I went somewhere yesterday morning and it was kind of chilly. Mm-hmm. So I wore a flannel, which I'm also wearing. I'm wearing a flannel today. But I wore one and then a big flannel guy. But I wore one yesterday and then by the afternoon it was like 80 degrees and I was sweating and dying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I hate that aspect of it, but, you know, it's fine.
Layers, Josh. Layers.
I know. But I'm not a layers guy, really. So, I don't know. Guess it's my problem.
There's no layers to Josh.
There's, I'm not an onion. I'm a one layer kind of guy.
That is hilarious.
How's things going with you? How's New York?
Oh, things are going. I'm about to fly to Kansas today at some point.
Yeah.
For a NASCAR race, which is super fun and exciting, but I don't know. It's okay. It's all chill. I just hate traveling in the evening. It just really disrupts the rest of your day because you're just constantly like watching the clock, trying to get everything done. So I would much rather travel in the mornings.
Right. You're just like stressing all day about the travel.
Not great. Not good, but it's okay. I'm okay over here. I don't know. I'm in like a weird, like funky spot where I'm just like, eh. I'm like kind of burnt out. I've been doing a lot of traveling, a little burnt out. Just want to like sleep, but be how it be.
You have been doing a lot of travel because you just got back from your parents' house. You were at your parents' house for a week.
I went home for a wedding and then stayed for a week and then went to Darlington, South Carolina to work NASCAR race. Flew back on Monday and now it's Thursday that we're recording this podcast. And so flying to Kansas today, working Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then flying back Sunday. Won't get back until about 12 a.m., like Monday morning, essentially. And then wake up and upload all the footage because I'm going to record a video also in the midst of all of this.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Thumbs
that's
up.
That's a lot. Thumbs up. Big thumbs up. Also, just had the realization that it is Thursday and this podcast is coming out Monday. So we're getting this one. This one is hot off the presses.
We were like so far ahead. I don't know what happened. We were like,
yeah, I don't either.
Really far ahead podcast wise. Not anymore. I don't know. We need to figure it out, but it's fine. Yeah. We're fine. I'm fine. It feels like the same thing with our videos all of a sudden. I feel like even on YouTube, we can't even get ahead there. And so it's just exhausting. And I feel very burnt out. And it's just not, I'm not thrilled right now, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes sense. I don't really know what happened. Like, I don't know how we got behind. Like, on one hand, I enjoy the fact that we're not ahead means that we can change things up.
Quickly.
You know what I mean? We're moving fast and like things are happening and we can make these adjustments last minute and like get it out.
Yeah.
And things are current and whatever. But then also that's like, you know, like everything's happening soon. Like the video that went out last week, I was up to like midnight editing it the day before it was supposed to come out or whatever. So it's not great.
We're not doing great right now. I don't know what happened. We're just like very behind the eight ball, which like sometimes I don't like to be there, but sometimes that's where you are.
Yeah.
And you just accept that that's where you are and you try to get ahead. So I think within the next 2-ish weeks, we'll be back ahead and like in a comfortable spot. I don't know. I'm just like already thinking about like we have Thanksgiving coming up and Christmas and blah, 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 and all the holidays. And for us, the video content does not stop. We are literally working on Christmas Day sometimes, Christmas Eve, like doing things or talking about it. There is no off moment for us. I'm over here like complaining. I'm really not complaining, but like people don't realize that it's not like we're Mr. Beast with 20 videos in the pipeline and people working on them, and Mr. Beast, all he has to do is give final say on a video in the video. Like, I know he's more involved than that, but it's still one of those things where like Josh and I are working on this until the video literally hits the internet, and it's exhausting.
Pretty much from like front to back. Where I mean, we have editors which help immensely.
Oh yeah.
But other than that, it's pretty much just Grace and I. We have a very small team. And so there's, it's all hands on deck until the moment that video comes out.
Yeah, I love when people are like, well, who comes up with the ideas? And Josh and I are like, we do. And
right here.
Well, who writes the video? Well, I do. And then Josh looks over it and inputs ideas. Or Josh writes them. Like, Josh has written a couple videos when I'm just like, I'm gonna die if I write one more video. It's like a constant thing. And the hard part is there is no schedule for YouTube because it's constantly evolving and changing and you're trying to be better. And
yeah,
that's it.
Well, and every video is different, right? Every single thing you do is different than the one before it for the most part. So
yeah,
it is very hard to get on like a flow, a schedule that works.
Yeah, so, for the whole team, which maybe that's on you and I, and we just need to be better about it, we'll figure it out eventually.
I don't know. I will say, and I feel like I've listened to so many like YouTubers and even just like creatives, people, you know, actors, whatever, in like the film industry or whatever, and they'll like have complaints like this. And they always like justify it of like, I don't want to complain, like whatever, which
my life
agree
is fortunate.
With that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I agree with that. Like, obviously, like Grace and I, we get to make YouTube videos and podcasts for a living. So like, that's pretty freaking cool.
Pretty great.
But I will say, like with any job, like there are like it's still a job and there's still like hard things about it and things that suck about it, you know, especially with like the size of our team and what we're still trying to do. Like, we put out a video once a week on YouTube and we try to do shorts on YouTube and we do a podcast once a week plus the Snappy Science. So it's like twice a week. It's a lot. And we work
plus
a lot
like,
sometimes.
Us trying to get on TikTok and trying to like post on Instagram more and like everything else.
Oh,
like, it's all just very much like a pile on and
sure. not complaining, I guess. Just you know, we're not complaining. It's just we're just voicing some opinions.
Like anyone that comes to me and is like, I want to start a YouTube channel. I'm like, don't,
dude.
Stay in school. Stay in school. Do your thing. Like it's way more complicated and yeah. like.
I have yeah. had that exact conversation many times with like younger, generally it's like a younger kid or something.
Yeah.
That, you know, they find out what I do and yeah, they'll be like, I want to do that. And I'll be like, flat out, I'll be like, probably don't.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Unless you want to be in therapy the rest of your life and.
I don't know. Literally what it is if you want to do it, you were just talking before we started recording that your friends are starting a podcast.
Yeah.
What I tell people now is if they want to do something like this, like a YouTube channel, a podcast, whatever, do it because you like doing it and that's it.
Yeah.
Don't do it because you want to be famous and you want to make a lot of money because that might not happen.
1,000%.
It's so much work that if you don't enjoy, like if you're doing it just to make money, there's not going to be that return. And so you just have to like doing it. And that's the only reason you're doing it. Because otherwise yes. you're going to burn out super hard and be like,
what am I doing?
Yeah. Why am I not making money? What's happening? It's not succeeding. And it's like, no. Just post because you enjoy posting, you know, whatever it may be, a podcast, a YouTube video.
Well, that's why I don't post on Instagram anymore. Is like, I just don't enjoy posting.
Yeah. I just don't enjoy it.
It's exhausting. And I've had people be like, why don't you post reels anymore? Like they were so much fun. And it's like, I don't enjoy creating social media anymore because I look at everything as like, oh, it didn't get very many views. Oh, it didn't get likes. Oh, it didn't do X, Y, and Z. So it didn't perform well. Instead of just being like, oh, this was fun.
Man, that's a whole other like weird thing of this area of career we find ourselves in, of like how doing this for so long has like tainted my brain.
Yeah.
Like specifically with the band, and there'll be like achievements that we've achieved as the band. But then my brain is comparing them to like T-Core achievements. And I'm like, oh, it's not that much. Like,
yeah.
You know, we posted a music video and it gets a couple thousand views. And the other guys in the band who have no experience with YouTube or anything are like freaking out. Whoa, you know, we got whatever, 5,000 views. That's crazy. And I'm comparing it to like my past T-Core stuff or whatever that's
like,
got like
yay.
Millions. Yeah. And I'm like, man, we could have, like, it didn't quite. And I'm like, that sucks. That's terrible.
You're like, but, I should be so happy, you know, in this moment.
Yeah. I should be like thrilled. This is like my thing we made. And me and the guys were so excited. But in my brain, I'm, yeah, I just have that going on in the back of my head. I don't know. It's weird. All of it's weird. It's just weird.
It's all weird. It's all bad. It's all annoying. It's all, I don't know. That's where I'm at right now. Like, I need an actual vacation where I'm not working. Like, even when I was in Iceland, I was filming content. Even when I was home in North Carolina, I was filming content. When I go for these trips with NASCAR, like, I'm still like trying to fit content in. And it's just like, I just need an actual vacation where I leave all the filming equipment at home and it's like me living my life.
Yeah.
And that's that. Put me on a beach.
Well, let's hope we get that at some point soon.
One day, right?
One day. It's a hard thing to like vent about or whatever because it is a very like, and I don't know, this sounds like weirdly elitist or I don't even know, like people don't understand and like unless they do it, you know. I've talked to other people that do it and then they understand, they get it, but if you're just talking to like a random person, all they hear is, oh, this person gets to make YouTube videos for, that's their job.
Yeah, which that's is cool. So much more like than that's that.
That's all, you know. And it, well, and it's like, okay, yes, that is the job, but like we said, like it's still a job and there's a lot of crap that comes along with it.
Yeah. The data and analytics and blah 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 and the micro
just
stuff.
It's everything, insane, you know.
Like the first 3 seconds of a video, you guys wouldn't even be able to comprehend how much goes into the first 3 seconds of a YouTube video. It's so ridiculous. Anyway, Like you said, shall we pivot?
You know, I figured we could maybe just vent for the next, the rest of the pod, but maybe we should.
I can.
Let's pivot. Let's pivot and let's read some ratings and reviews.
Yay! Ratings and reviews!
Yay! I've got one from Spotify.
I will say, sorry, I didn't mean to pivot.
No.
I was going to say, the fans are what keep me going. Like, if it were not for the fans and for the people that listen and for the people that have the downloads on and the people that watch our YouTube videos, like, I would not do this. So everything I do is for you guys. And I'm sure you feel the exact same way, Josh.
Yes. That's like, especially on YouTube. I mean, the Random Theory fans, the Science Pals, have pretty much always been amazing. And we're very grateful for that. But especially on YouTube, you know, Grace and I, we weed through just a lot of trash. And finding that one comment.
That one that really nice comment.
Yeah, that gets what we're doing, that appreciates it, makes all the other comments, all the other trash, like, it doesn't matter anymore.
That one comment, man.
All of you out there that are supporting the Science Pals, everybody, anything, you know, thank you so much. That's what keeps us going.
It is. Speaking of what keeps us going, let's read some of these kind, positive ratings and reviews.
Yes. So I'm on Spotify. We're all over Spotify now.
Spotify.
This is a suggestion for a future episode because like I said in previous episodes, I changed what the Q&A was. And so now it's asking them, like, what do they want us to cover?
This
is coming from Katie.
Oh, hi, Katie.
She said she wanted us to cover the future of coding. So, Katie, we did talk about coding in two past episodes. We have episode 74, which is a conversation with ChatGPT.
And about how it works.
Yeah, like how it works and what it could do in the future. And then we have episode 79, why coding is essential. If you're interested in coding, go check those out. Maybe we'll do another one in the future about it. I'm sure we probably will. There's more to talk about always.
Yeah, I think the one, if you're like looking for something like about coding, the future of coding, I think definitely, I think you said it was episode 79.
That one
is like very much all about coding, different languages, why I think it's important. It's a really good podcast. I 10 out of 10 recommend it. You should go give it a listen. We love a good listener.
She also did say at the end, OGRT, and then with a little Science Pal. Dropped Science Pal.
Oh, Katie, you are the best Science Pal. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that. Thanks for also, like, I've seen over just the last 2 weeks, an uptick in people using the Q&A thing on Spotify. So thank you so much. Like, we're getting a lot of them. I took one and made a snappy science out of it. It posted today as we're recording this.
Oh, sweet.
So yeah, like, again, we're seeing you, Spotify. Thank you so much.
We see you, Spotify. You're the best.
What do you got?
Mine comes from Apple Podcast. So if you're a rating and reviewer, please keep leaving them and send these podcasts to your friends and family.
Ooh, yes.
It helps the podcast so much. We're really trying to grow and trying to expand. So hit us with those ratings and reviews and send these to all the people. But today's comes from Kitty Find People.
Okay.
And it says, I'm back with another podcast idea and ... Can't see the rest of the title. Sorry. They said, hey, Grace and Josh, it's Evelyn. IDK, if you remember me, but you read my review in one of your podcasts. Welcome back, Evelyn. Happy to have you here.
Nice.
I'm glad you're still listening. I've come once again to share a podcast idea and a joke. My podcast idea / question is, how do fingernails in your teeth grow? Like when you lose a tooth? Very good question, Evelyn. And then they have a joke for you. Are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
What kind of dog do chemists have?
What?
Laboratory retrievers.
Oh, yeah.
Evelyn.
Laboratory.
Laboratory. Oh, Evelyn, yeah. I love that because Josh and I are very big dog people. So this really made our day, honestly. And then Evelyn said, I have a pond of koi fish at my house and I decided to name two of the fish Grace and Josh because they didn't have names. Bye.
Well, hang on now. We got koi fish as
well.
We
got koi fish now. We've got chickens, koi fish. What's the other one we have?
Well, I think there was like goldfish as well.
I think so. I think we're goldfish too.
We have all.
We are growing our empire.
We really are. We are our reach and whatever our influence is really expanding. We got all kinds of animals under our purview.
It's all that matters to us is the animals.
Yeah, yeah. If we can just have like an army of Grace and Josh animals by the end of this, then the podcast was successful.
The chickens and fish army.
Yeah. At this point, I didn't think this was going to become so common. I didn't think we'd need a list, but wow.
But I'm here for it. I know. I love it.
Yeah, this is the greatest thing ever. So
it's awesome. I truly love it. And then they left the test tube, a science pal, and a DNA strand. A double helix.
Nice.
Thank you, Evelyn.
Yeah, good stuff on that.
All right, Josh, you ready to dive into fingernails and teeth?
I am.
I'm ready for it. We're going to chat more about it after this break.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering. So you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Teeth.
Teeth.
They start developing in the fetus.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay. That is crazy. Early.
So, yeah, very early. Because, you know, some babies do come out with teeth. That would scare me.
A little scary. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not here for that.
Right off the top of this, what's your teeth situation like? Do you have good teeth? You know what I mean? Is that not a normal question? What's your teeth situation like?
What's your teeth situation? So it's like you're on a date. So you have any cavities? You had any cavities? Yeah,
No, I feel like that's the dentist? Normal way to ask. I'm just what's your teeth situation?
Oh my gosh, I can't. Oh my gosh. I actually just got a cleaning the other day, actually. Sticking a teeth situation.
Well, I figured you were home and your dad's a dentist, so.
Yeah, so I got a cleaning when I was there. All good.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, all good, which was very promising for me. I felt very proud about that I was all good.
I haven't been to the dentist in many years.
Josh.
I have traditionally always had very good teeth, though.
Okay.
Never any cavities, never any problems, but I just haven't been to the dentist in like 4 years.
Oh my gosh. Well, I can't really say anything because it'd been like 3 years since I'd been there.
Well, here's the problem. Not to really dig into a hot topic here, but I don't have dental insurance, and
ooh, hot topic.
That's a problem. That's a problem. Yeah, we're talking about healthcare and insurance here.
Real adult podcast. I don't have dental insurance.
I am scared to pay out of pocket for whatever might be lying in my mouth, whatever problems might lie in my mouth. So
I get that. I get that. You should see, yes, like some dental offices have like a membership type of thing. At least that's what they're starting to do here in New York. So you, like, if you don't have dental insurance, you can like join their quote unquote membership subscription, and like it's $200. Yeah, so it's like $300 for the year. It's like a membership type of thing. So you pay $300 like up front or something. You get two cleanings and like a discount on cavities, fillings, whatever. You should see if there's any around there.
I don't know why, but that is incredibly bizarre to me.
I know. I don't really like it, but they're starting to do it here in New York. So I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's that actually sounds convenient. It sounds very bizarre of like,
yeah, I feel that.
It's like Amazon Prime of like, let me pay my monthly fee and then I get these bonuses and I can get a cavity for 50% off or whatever. Like,
yeah, get it filled for $10 off. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. But yeah, your teeth develop as a fetus, and good nutrition for your mother during a pregnancy is really important to the development of teeth. So the mother's diet should have adequate amounts of calcium, phosphorus, vitamin C, and vitamin D. And there's certain medicines such as tetracycline. We're really good at the science words, y'all, that should not be taken by the mother when she's pregnant, and they can cause discoloration to the development of teeth of the embryo. That's why some people, like if you look at their teeth, some people's teeth, their adult teeth will have like a white fleck in it or something looks more white, and that has to do with like the development of them, or them being sick when they were younger or something, like in their development of their adult teeth.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. It's super curious. But I think it's crazy that like even as an embryo, like in your mom's belly, like your teeth are developing. So you come out the womb, and like the teeth are in your skull. Like, yeah, they're not like, you're not teething actively because like there's no point for you to have teeth because you can't eat anything. But like, it's just so crazy to me to think about that.
Dude,
that you have teeth inside, like something could literally gnaw you to death. If it really wanted to.
If it
really wanted to grow those super baby teeth, it definitely could.
Yeah, dude, those x-rays of like a child or like a baby's skull where you can see all the teeth and there's inside.
Horrific. It's so crazy.
That's like some nightmare fuel for sure.
They're just like floating. It's like I remember the x-rays from like when my dad would do them for us, like it's the Panorex, and you like, I had my baby's teeth still, but I could see my big teeth like all in order, like getting ready to come in, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like this is terrifying.
It's so weird that like if you, I don't know, when you they're think just about there. Like our skull, yeah, they're just like shoved in there randomly, like these floating hard pieces of mineral basically.
Yeah.
They're just shoved in space between our skull and all the muscle and flesh. It's weird.
It's so wild to think about. And you know what's even crazier? Some people get three sets of teeth.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes people, instead of having the two, they'll have a third set.
Oh my.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Absolutely not. Like I'm that. Good. So the baby's tooth development happens in the womb, like we talked about, beginning when you're about 6 weeks pregnant. In fact, there's like 20 tooth buds, which will eventually erupt into their primary teeth, which have already formed through the skin. That's just so crazy.
I hate that description.
They do, though. They just erupt through your gums. And it's like, okay, you have teeth now, right? Oh my gosh. Yeah, you have 20 tooth buds, which eventually erupt into your primary teeth, which have already formed by the time your baby is born. So the baby's gums form at 8 weeks of pregnancy, and there's two U-shaped bands of tissue that follow the contour of your baby's upper and lower jaws. That's where the teeth come in. The skin basically just goes away. So then at 8 weeks, 10 tiny tooth buds develop within each band, and these transform into 20 baby teeth.
Okay.
So you get 10 tiny buds, and then you get 20 teeth. And these are the ones that fall out during childhood.
Right. What, in your childhood, what was that like for you? Was it traumatic or?
I loved pulling out my teeth.
You liked it?
I loved it. That snap, crackle, and pop was like the best thing ever.
I honestly don't really remember if I liked it. I don't know. Did you ever do the like classic, like with the string in the door and you're like slamming the door?
I think my sister and I tried it, but we discovered that our door went the wrong way.
You're like standing on the wrong side.
Yeah. And I don't think we were smart enough to go to the other side of the door.
That's some little kid stuff right there. Just like, oh, well, the door opened. The door closes the wrong way. Well, that's it. Okay.
Yeah, I think my sister and I, because like my sister and I were like, I don't know, we were young and just like, you know, we just didn't think to use the other side of the door.
Well, you know, that's, I don't know if I ever did that. I feel like I have this like vague memory of just trying to wrap some, you know, fishing line or whatever, string around it, and then wrap it to like a heavy object and just throw the object.
What?
I don't know. I don't think it worked. I don't think I wouldn't recommend
that one. Next podcast, we need clarification from your parents on that one. Can your parents
Mom and dad?
Yeah, I'm gonna need
Mom and dad.
I'm gonna need to know what object this was on the farm.
You make it sound like I picked up a hay bale and threw it or whatever. Come on.
Well, strange things happened where you're from. You know?
I tied a string to my tooth and then tied it to the tail of a horse and then just slapped the horse. And it ran. Yeah.
I'm kidding. Josh didn't grow up on a farm. He just grew up like...
A farm adjacent.
Yeah, farm adjacent. Like small town.
Yeah.
Adjacent.
Small town, small farm town. Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to know about Josh's childhood Christmas adventures, you should listen to like one of our very first Christmas episodes. We learned very quickly that we're different.
Or just, you know, listen back through all the podcasts and you'll just get little tidbits of my upbringing.
Yeah. It's pretty great. Them. Oh, you're going to love this next part of this sentence.
Okay.
Buried deep beneath these buds are the beginnings of the 32 permanent teeth, which will appear at various ages as your baby grows into an adult.
Okay. Buried deep.
Buried nice. Deep. So during the second stage of tooth development, which is like 3 to 4 months pregnant, the hard tissue that surrounds the teeth begins to form. And so those special cells within each tooth bud start to produce an outer shell of enamel and an inner shell of dentin. And this process continues until your third trimester. Enamel is the hardest tissue in the body. Your teeth are the hardest tissue in your body, and dentin is the second hardest. And together, they protect teeth from breaking and injury.
That is wild.
Isn't that crazy? Your teeth are so hard.
This is what's crazy, is not only are your teeth the hardest tissue in your body, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. Isn't your jaw the strongest muscle in your body?
I know that like the way you bite through a carrot, you could do that with someone's finger. We just don't because we know like what would happen.
I just looked this up. This is coming from libraryofcongress.gov. So that feels
legit.
Accurate. And this says that the strongest muscle based on its weight is the masseter, which is the muscle in your jaw.
Your masseter muscle.
So
that's
the
crazy.
Strongest muscle. And the strongest tissue work together in the same place.
Do you think if it came down to it, you could bite through someone's finger?
No, not at all. Like, I love, you were just talking about baby carrots. I love baby carrots. I was eating some yesterday, actually.
Josh the rabbit.
Big rabbit over here. But But like, no, I think it's a mental thing. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't actually force myself to bite through a finger.
Yeah, I don't think I could unless I was being abducted or something, but...
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
You know what's so funny is like eating baby carrots. There's only one way to eat baby carrots or carrots in general. And if you eat them any other way, you're a psycho. The only way to eat them is by like chomping on them, like bit by bit. And like,
yeah,
la, 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 la. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like big chomp. Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly. Like that's the only way to eat them. If you just eat them any other way, you're a psycho.
I don't even know. Yeah. You eat them like a cartoon rabbit or you don't.
So exactly. Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, I think I could if it really came down to it. Because every time I bite into a baby carrot, I think about it. I'm like, if this was someone's finger, could I do it? And I think I could.
You brought, I mean, bringing up the angle of like in the middle of an abduction, maybe I could.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's probably the only time.
I think I would throw up after having like that blood in my mouth or whatever, but whatever.
Ooh, oh my gosh.
That would be such a like a bloody mess. Okay, moving on to the four parts of each tooth. Enamel. This is the outer layer of the tooth in that hardest material in the body that we just talked about.
Right.
Dentin is that inner layer of the main part of the tooth and the largest dental tissue. And then you have the pulp, which is the soft tissue on the inside of the tooth that contains the nerve, blood supply, and the ability to produce dentin.
I don't love the sound of tooth pulp, but... Okay.
And then you got your root, which is the part of the tooth that secures it into the jaw. So you could kind of think of a tooth as a peanut M&M.
Oh.
So enamel is like a really thin layer. And then you have that dentin, which is going to like, so the enamel is going to be that candy outer layer. It's really thin. And then the dentin is going to be the chocolate. And then the pulp is going to be the peanut. There you go. Your teeth are M&Ms.
My teeth are, they're just all M&Ms. So now you know, you heard it here first, folks. But like, I feel like I've seen a picture of a pulled tooth with like the root.
Oh, yeah.
Dangling, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's rough. That's really rough. I don't know. It's so weird that like you think about like, you know, your fingernails or even like hair. It's just kind of like hair, especially like hair is basically something that's grown out and it just is dead. Like it just dies on the way out. Kind of. It's still in the scalp. You have like your follicle that's alive and it's growing. But the actual hair is it's just, you know, whatever.
It's dead.
But the fact that a tooth has, it's hard on the outside, but it has basically like living stuff on the inside.
It's weird.
It's so weird.
It's super weird. You know, what's even weirder is when my dad has to do extractions on people. Sometimes the root, you're talking about the root being pulled out. Well, sometimes the jawbone comes with it.
What?
So like pieces of like bone will come with the tooth. Like,
oh, like it's still attached to the root.
Yes. It's like fused to the root. And so you pull out bone with the extraction.
Oh my goodness.
And then he has to go in there and do what's called a bone graft. And that's where they go in, like pack it with this material that the body accepts as bone. And they used to use like cow bone, bowhide, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Like a powder form, and then like they'd pack it in there and the body would accept it as like bone. But now they use say sometimes use synthetic stuff that your body recognizes, and they just go and pack it back together and stitch it up.
Just wedge it in there.
Yep.
Just fill the crack.
Like cement on a sidewalk.
Just patching up a hole like it's no big deal.
And then they sew it back up and then check on it a couple weeks later to make sure the body's like accepting the bone and not rejecting it.
Crucial step. I would think. Obviously, I would assume anyone undergoing that treatment has some deep sedation and numbing and...
Well, yeah. I mean, you get numbed, obviously. Oh, okay. They like numb the area. But a lot of times, like the bone just comes out with the root, like it's nothing.
But I guess what I'm saying is... Could you imagine the pain if you didn't have?
Oh
the
no, that's like breaking a bone. With like you absolutely would be, not screaming.
You'd like pass out from the pain.
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure.
I can't
imagine that.
So while every child is different, the primary teeth begin to come in between the ages of 6 and 12 months. And most of the primary teeth, or the baby teeth, will have erupted by 33 months. And then girls actually tend to have their teeth come in before boys do.
Really?
Yeah. The first tooth that erupts is usually a middle tooth, like the front tooth on the lower jaw, which is known as a central incisor. Mm. Which is followed by a second central incisor on the lower jaw. And then next, the four upper incisors will come in. And then that's followed by four molars and the remaining two bottom lateral incisors.
Also, this is a question to the listeners. Were you also running your tongue across the teeth in your mouth as she was reading them? Because I was.
It's so funny because, like, as I was reading it, I was like moving my tongue to the places in my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, shaking. So weird. Yeah, those ones. Yep, got it. They're there. There they are. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. Okay. Oh, yeah. Man. And so the teeth on the upper jaw usually erupt 1 to 2 months after the same tooth on the lower jaw. And so usually about one tooth erupts per month once the teeth have started coming in.
I just have to call it out again. Why erupt? Why are they using erupt?
I love it.
Like,
and so when you look at a kid's mouth, you know, when you look at kids' teeth and like all their teeth are all spaced out and you're like, why do you look like you have a bunch of individual teeth and not teeth all together?
Yeah, they look real jank.
Yeah, they look a little demonish.
They look like Gollum from The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. But this is actually there because it leaves room for the larger permanent teeth to come in and have space to come in because they're a bit larger than the baby teeth. And then kids look funny until they grow into their teeth because, like, their teeth are so big all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. They just look like their mouth is all teeth.
Yeah. And those are your chompers.
Teeth, man.
Whoever would have thought.
Not me. Definitely not me. A lot of gross stuff in there. I'm sorry. Like, video watchers got to see it, but I made so many faces during this whole pod that were not great faces.
I wanted to be a dentist. Fun fact.
Really?
Yeah, that was what I wanted to do before I became a meteorologist. All my life, I was like, I'm going to be a dentist.
Follow in the family dental dynasty.
Yeah, right. Sounds like a TV show, Dental Dynasty.
Hey.
Bravo.
Some TV network. hit us up. I got an idea for you.
That is so funny. I feel like we'll have to get to nails or something in another episode because that was just like so much information about teeth.
The rating and review mentioned fingernails as well. We talked about it. We kind of went long on teeth. There was a lot to talk about with teeth. So I think we'll just do a future episode about nails and maybe like throw in hair.
Ooh,
there,
yeah,
or something.
I like it.
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'll have to come in the future. But Evelyn, thank you so much for writing in and submitting that.
Thank you, Evelyn.
Also, thank you so much for naming your koi fish after us. That's amazing.
We feel honored.
If you have a rating and review, like a podcast topic, or you just want to say hi, you can drop a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. You can respond to the Q&A on Spotify. You can send us an email at randomtheorypod@gmail.com as well. We're checking all of those, and we will take your podcast idea if you have it.
I like it. That's all. I guess we'll see everyone next week, huh?
Yeah.
Josh,
that's all.
Really crushed that.
You know, I just listen. We're getting through it. We have a lot of things at the end now. We got to wrap up. So
we do. We do. You're better at the wrap up than I am. I feel like I'm always like, I need to just have like a checklist. Yeah, so funny.
Yeah, just get a checklist, read through it. Yeah.
I love it. All right, science pals. We'll see you in the next one. Until then, learn something curious and just be a good pal.
You know what? Just be a good science pal.
Just that's go be a good science pal. I love it.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.